Real talk recognizes real talk. All right. Here we are, another day. You're riding with me again. If it's your first time listening to any of my podcasts, vlogs, offerings, musings, rants, raves, welcome if this is your first time. You're riding with me on the way to a client. Most of my recordings happen at this time. I've already done my morning affirmations. I couple my affirmations with getting in the car and pulling out of my driveway. It is good if you are trying to establish a consistent behavior, or thought process, that you couple it with something that you do every day. Getting your shoes from under the bed, you have to get on your knees maybe and pray. That's a good behavioral body connection that you make to help perpetuate whatever the behavior you want to continue to happen. So for me, affirmations are really good for starting my day, and I've already done mine. Make them personal. Make them so personal and deep that you are loath to share them with other people who may not be on the same level of your thinking, that you will think twice about what you share with someone in regards to how you give yourself a pep talk, in regards to how you motivate yourself, in regards to how you stir up the man on the inside, that you stir up the inner man, yourself on the inside. That's a scripture. So, anyway, welcome if you are new. And right now, I finished my affirmations and I'm going into my musings, my thought processes of what's happening in my day and where I'm going, what I'm getting ready to do. On my way to my late client. Late not as in passed away, late as in they're always late. And we can arrange a time knowing this is not a regular time to be late, and she still will be late. So I'm used to that. I accommodate my clients on things like that. And it, for me, it's a way of allowing the universe to throw in spontaneity, to give me opportunities to practice patience and going with the flow and being a free spirit, because it helps not to be so locked in to a time constraint. This is one of the reasons why I do a mobile fitness practice, or have been doing it for many years. I became aware early, I shouldn't even said that. I became aware maybe like 25 years ago, maybe a little more, that working outside in the field among people was beneficial to me, for one. I got to enjoy life more by being out in the community, doing work in the community. Maybe having to come back and forth to a home base, but having the freedom to move about during the course of the day. Even if it's for a job. But a job that does not have a micromanaging aspect to it can free you, particularly if you work in the community. And I found that when I became a CHOW, community health outreach worker. I found that. I was introduced to that. And I had been working many jobs before that. But it was this, at this point, it awakened me to the notion that this would be a cool job for anyone. Anyone would enjoy this type of work if this piece is put into your work. So moving fast forward to, you know, working in gyms part-time while being a community health outreach worker, my whole thing has been study of healing. My whole thing has been studying the human body and what it takes to optimize the human body's potential in regards to health and wellness and what the human body needs. One of those things is movement. The body is meant to move. And movement is important, but it's what the movement that is even more important. Like, why is this movement happening? And you can couple that esoterically with, you know, the movement of the people, a movement in mindset, a shift in paradigm thinking, you know, all of that. But just on a basic level, me pointing my finger is a movement. I'm pointing my finger at something. It indicates, look at that. Look. It'll direct your attention. So welcome. and whatever movement that you feel you are doing in this moment, pay attention to it. Hopefully that sentence puts you into the now, this now moment. Each time you are aware of what your body is doing, touching the steering wheel, turning the steering wheel, moving the steering wheel, grabbing the pen, touching the nose, brushing the hair. The moment you become aware of your movements of your body, you become essentially centered. You can still do any other things, but you can become acutely focused. And be more present in the moment. Everything that happened up until this point in time had to happen for this to be the most perfect moment in time that there is. All your seemingly good and your seemingly bad work together to give you the character, the wherewithal, the unction, the savoir-faire, the swagger that you have right now. Everything that's happened up until this point in time had to happen for you to be listening to this, for you to be even patient enough to come this far in this offering. So welcome. You're in the present right now, and it's very powerful because you who are listening to this get to decide how you feel in this moment. You get to choose how aware you are in this moment and how powerful you want to be, how happy you want to be in this moment, how centered you want to be. If you just stay present, if you choose to go into the past with your thinking right now, go there with a positive slant, knowing that whatever happened had to happen for you to have the awareness and power that you have now. If you go into the future right now and you're thinking, take a breath and know that you can go into the future with a positive slant. From your present, your now moment, place of awareness. Powerful moment this is. In my Yoda voice. Welcome. Welcome to wherever you are at. Welcome. Become aware of where you are. Where are you? Are you nowhere? N-O space W-H-E-R? Or are you now here? N-O space W-H-E-R-E, nowhere, or N-O-W-H-E-R-E, now here. You see? You feel? understand my alter ego or my channel is Rick Rising Inner Consciousness. That's a deeper level we can talk about later on. But I am an avid practitioner of the laws of attraction. I am also a crystal Reiki master teacher, as well as a personal trainer, group exercise instructor, and a 200 YTT yoga instructor, as well as the stretch performance therapist, certified, as well as a national pre-diabetes prevention lifestyle coach through the CDC. I've had lots of other certifications and things too. I like learning things and expanding my awareness, particularly in the way, like I said, of optimizing human potential. And I did that because I was, you know, I'm interested in my body. I became a bodybuilder, an exercise fanatic, because I saw my body could change through that. I wanted to be bigger in certain places, like most guys, you know, get my chest developed and shoulders and arms and everything and legs. And it just led to deeper understandings about the human body. So welcome. This is where we are today, and you get to choose your next moment. And then the next, you can bleed over, milk, and extend a good feeling present moment, now moment, into the next, into the next, and into the next. And we call that intending. Yep, we can intend a thing. Have a wonderful day. And if you want to hear more, feel free to subscribe and sign up. Ashe.